This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 6 Easter Thursday. First posted April 24, 2008. Ascension Day asterisk Ephesians 1:16-23 Name above all names Luke 24:44-53 Jesus Ascension Ephesians, Paul prayed with thanksgiving for the believers in Ephesus, that God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ would give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, and that their spiritual eyes might be enlightened so that they would know the hope they have in God's call, the great riches of their inheritance with the saints, and the greatness of His immeasurable power working in us who believe, the power by which Christ was raised from the dead and enthroned at the right hand of God in heaven. God has given Him authority, dominion and power far above any other, and a name which is above every other name on earth and in heaven, in this age, and the age to come. God has placed all things under submission to Christ and has made Him the head of the church, which is His spiritual body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all, Ephesians 1:23. Luke paraphrase, Jesus appeared to His disciples over a period of 40 days, Acts 1:3, after His resurrection, and He told them that everything about the Messiah in the Jewish scriptures, the Old Testament of the Bible, had to be, and was, fulfilled. Then He opened their minds to understand the scriptures, Luke 24:45, and told them that it was therefore necessary that the Messiah suffered and was raised from the dead on the third day. Jesus told them that the gospel, repentance and forgiveness of sins, disobedience of God's word, should be preached to all nations and people, beginning from Jerusalem, and spreading outward. His disciples were eyewitnesses to the ministry, crucifixion and resurrection, and ascension, of Jesus. Jesus promised to send the promise of God the Father, the indwelling Holy Spirit, upon them, but warned them to stay in Jerusalem until they had been filled with the Holy Spirit, the divine power from God in heaven. Then Jesus led them out to Bethany, on the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's journey from Jerusalem, Acts 1:12. He lifted up His hands and blessed them, and was lifted up into heaven on a cloud, Acts 1:9. The disciples returned to Jerusalem and spent their time in the temple praising God. Commentary, Paul, Saul of Tarsus, is the prototype and example of a modern, post-resurrection, born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciple, student, and apostle, messenger, of the gospel, of Jesus Christ, as we all can be, Acts 9:1-23. He was discipled by a born-again disciple, Acts 9:10-17, until he had been born again by the gift, baptism, anointing of the indwelling Holy Spirit, power from on high, Luke 24:49b. He was discipling the believers at Ephesus, urging them to seek the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, Isaiah 11:2, and revelation of the knowledge of Jesus, John 14:21-23-26. Jesus is the light that enlightens us spiritually, John 1:9, through His indwelling Holy Spirit, Romans 8:9, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22. Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11-15-16. It is through the indwelling Holy Spirit that we can know with certainty that Jesus is eternally alive, and that because He lives, we too will also be raised from physical death to eternal life with Him, the inheritance we share with all the saints, born again, believers. It is through the indwelling Holy Spirit that we experience the supernatural power of God working in and through us, the power that raised Jesus from the dead and lifted Him into heaven and enthroned Him with power and authority over the entire universe. Jesus is the name above all names, in this world, and in the universe, in this age, and the age to come. This age is the messianic age, the temporal age, the age of salvation. The age to come is the eternal age, where we will either live eternally with Christ and God's kingdom restored to perfection, or we will die eternally in hell with all evil. In this temporal lifetime we have the freedom to choose whether or not to trust and obey God's word. There is a day of judgment coming when we will have no choice but to obey. We will have no choice but to confess that Jesus is Lord. Philippians 2:10-11, and do what he commands. Matthew 25:31-46. In that day, at the end of our lifetimes, it will be too late to change our eternal destiny. In that day, all things will be under subjugati unto Jesus' authority and power. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9, who fills all in all. The Holy Spirit is the head of the church. The church was born spiritually on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:1-13. Christians are spiritually born on the day they receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The church is the body of, born again, disciples of Jesus Christ, guided and empowered by the indwelling Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the risen and ascended Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus who confronted Paul on the road to Damascus, Acts 9:5. It is the Holy Spirit who opens our minds to understand the Bible, Luke 24:32, 45. The book of Acts is the historical record of the ascension of Jesus, the birth of the church, and the spread of the gospel from Jerusalem, through Judea, through Samaria, and outward to the farthest corners of the world. Jesus promised his disciples that they would receive the promised baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, and that promise was fulfilled, Acts 2:1-13. The rest of the book of Acts is the history of the divine power of the Holy Spirit working in and through Jesus' disciples. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13. Ephesians 1:13-14. Asterisk: Ascension Day is the day that the church commemorates the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven, and his enthronement at the right hand of God as the eternal King and Priest of God's eternal kingdom.